Welcome to the Kim and Kyle podcast, where we give realtors and entrepreneurs the mindset, strategies, and skills that you need to build the business and life you want. Every week, we're bringing you guests or ideas to help you market your business for the year we live in.
And we're live.
Good evening.
What are we going to talk about tonight?
Well, I'm sitting here. I'm hesitant to say this. I'm sitting here with a sore throat and a cup of hot tea in front of me. So it only seems right to talk about what is happening in this world right now.
A lot. COVID-19.
Right? Yep.
Coronavirus. It's everywhere.
And I do not think that I have COVID-19, but I do have a sore throat.
Yep. Tea.
Which means I'll probably be spending this next 3 or 4 days at home.
Yeah, which is perfectly fine.
You're going to have to run my errands for me. You ready?
Yeah, I'll go get all the toilet paper.
There is none left.
And all of the, what else has everybody been getting? Bleach.
Everything is gone. It's crazy. So we're going to chat a little bit about COVID-19 today. I'm sure you're sick and tired of hearing about it. Maybe not.
But we're going to chat about it a little bit differently than what everybody else is chatting about.
Yes, so I think it's important to mention we are not medical professionals. Well, I technically am, but I am not an infectious disease specialist, so we are not going to be giving any type of medical advice except try and stay healthy and follow the recommendations that people are giving to the world and stay home as often as you can. We're going to be talking about this. What I think is the second thought on everyone's mind is, how is this going to affect my business?
Yeah, and it's not necessarily this going to affect your business. I mean, it is this in this scenario, but how does anything that affects the entire society affect your business? And Kim's going to talk for a minute. I got to take Kira to another room because she's chewing on her bone and I can hear it.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about that. And again, this is just kind of our thoughts and feelings on the situation and what we think is happening and what we are thinking about the future for our own business. So again, take everything with a grain of salt and make the decisions that are best for you and for your health and for your business. And we're just going to kind of have fun with this.
So earlier we recorded a few videos with some clients, and we've had conversations with clients, and then we recorded a video. Sorry, getting situated. Ugh. We don't really have this scripted out like normal. We're not going to talk towards the clients or try to really teach anything. We're just kind of having a conversation. So
we're just chatting because this is the
what was your video about earlier?
So I recorded a video that we may or may not put out in the next day or so.
Yeah.
Depending on how it turned out. Talking about how COVID-19 is on everyone's mind, and there's a big impact because we're making these big decisions that are necessary, but it's involving shutting down society, essentially. There's restrictions on travel. So anything related to the travel industry is going to be hurting. There's restrictions on schools, all the colleges, all of the local schools in our area are closed for the next month, which means parents aren't going to be able to go to work, or they're going to have to struggle going to work. And essentially what's going to happen, whether it's today, tomorrow, in a few months from now, is hopefully this is all passed, but we're going to see some sort of issue economically.
Yep.
Businesses, offline businesses, are going to suffer. People are going to be losing lots of revenue. I think that small businesses, we talked about like our local pet shop, you know, if they have to close for a month, that could put them under completely, because most small businesses like that are living, you know, just on the edge of making a profit. And so going that long without a profit is going to shut them down completely. And people may be laid off of work. I don't know if they've done anything to say like, okay, your kids are off from school for a month, you know, you can work from home. Like, I don't really know how that looks yet. And I don't think anyone does.
Yeah.
And essentially that's all going to start affecting online businesses and everybody else as well.
Yeah. Because a lot of the businesses that we have and run as a society now are on time delivery and on time manufacturing, which means there's not a lot of huge warehouses full of products. Most of the time they order the amount that they usually sell. Then they go straight to the delivery facility and get delivered within maybe a few months. They don't have more than a couple months worth of these products. So if the manufacturers
are closed, the big stores are struggling.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like,
they don't. It's all on time manufacturing and on time delivery. So,
gotcha.
So that they don't have that overhead. So even it affects the little businesses, but it also affects these huge businesses because for the past, I don't know how many years, they don't overproduce stuff and just let it sit in a warehouse.
Well, and then you think about it too. Like I saw one of the basketball players where they canceled the rest of the NBA season. Mm-hmm. One of the basketball players donated like $100,000 because like all of the people, like the support staff in the arena that they work in, like, you know, the janitors and the people who run the snack shacks and stuff like that, don't have a job now.
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, people have already lost their jobs and stuff. It's really scary and it's really sad. And I know that it's probably necessary, but we don't know anything yet.
No, we don't know a thing. And, you know, one of the biggest things that, I mean, a lot of these companies and stuff that are out there are trying to stay in, at least stay in front of their clients. I know on Instagram, I saw all the NBA players. They were, a lot of them that play video games and stuff like that, they're on Twitch, and they're going live and kind of keeping their fan base, even though they're not actually out there playing, their fan base still sees them every single day. Barstool Sports, they've still been posting all the same stuff on social media. And being on social media and marketing their businesses like that, they don't necessarily have to be in front of their audience or their fans to keep marketing their business. And that's one of the businesses that we run is our main focus is marketing yourself on social media and staying in front of your clients without actually having to be in front of them. And that's what I was trying to get at whenever I asked him what our video was about earlier.
I didn't get that far.
Yeah.
I got into all the negative stuff and I got overwhelmed.
But that's where our society is right now. We are on our phones. We're on our computers and stuff like that all the time. So over these next few months, it's really bad for the society, but it is good for a place for you to get that market. Everybody that's looking at their phones and stuff. So if you're not showing up, then somebody else is during these times when everybody is looking at their phones and stuff. So it's the perfect opportunity for you to market your business and to gain new clients and to help. So we like to say, even the clients that we run their stuff, we don't necessarily market them to sell, but we want them to educate. So even their past clients can learn things from them. And that's one of our big categories that we have our clients do the marketing stuff in.
Yeah, I think hopefully this will be a short-term implication.
Yeah.
Like we'll see a little downfall, but it will turn around pretty quickly. But I mean, that's when I think about like business and marketing during this time when people can't be out and like you can't be running business as normal. Like that's the only thing that we can still do. And that's an advantage that we didn't have if this were to happen. I mean, it's happened in the past, I don't think to this degree, but like 10 years ago, say you didn't have that opportunity to still put your business out there and you can do it for free. So we aren't going to be making as much money in the next couple of weeks. So you can do it for free and still be marketing so that when the economy does come back around, hopefully
you're
the person everybody thinks of.
As a realtor, even though you're not out and about, if you are a realtor listening to us or whatever business you're in, just document what you're doing to help your clients or doing research or whether it be educating yourself, tell your clients what you've learned and how that's going to benefit them. If you're in the real estate industry, take a class. Figure out some things about your marketing and how you're going to market someone's house in a better, more efficient way to help them get more money, sell the house faster, blah, blah, blah. If you're in the photography business, talk about how you're going to take a class to help maybe edit someone's skin better to make your clients look better whenever you give them their end product back. If you're a videographer, you may take a class or listen to podcasts or read a book on storytelling and how you're going to use those stories to benefit your clients. You know, that's a, I mean, that's a huge benefit. Like,
yeah. I mean, I'm going to change subject here.
Change it up
quickly. But I just think it's so, it's like anything with life. It takes something really bad to happen for you to like really sit back and think about your life. Usually like you either get injured really bad or you have a near death accident or someone, you know, passes away or gets hurt really bad. And it, you like realize, dang, life is short. And I think a lot of times if you're doing pretty well in business, it's kind of that same mentality that like every day you're just going through the motions and you're doing it and you're doing it and you're doing it. And you don't really put in these systems that something could go, something could happen at any minute and you could lose everything. And I think this is eye opening for us. And I think it's eye opening for most people that things can change in a blink of an eye and hopefully they don't.
Like 3 days. But I mean, and you know, if you're all your marketing and stuff is sending out mailers to your database or having client events and stuff like that, and you've not been using social media for the past 2 or 3 years and you don't have a following on there, if your database is not on there, this is the perfect opportunity to reach out to them and get them to start following along with you. But it would be so much easier if they were already there and you had been doing it for the past few years.
And I think now would be a good time. Yes, to get on like that, but I think it would be a good time. You could really create a community around this because a lot of people right now are very scared and very panicked and unsure, and people want to come together. Like in times of crisis, people want to be together, but we kind of can't be together because we're kind of being told stay in your houses, don't really go out. So creating, don't you think, like that community online? So this is another way to use it. And having like a support system, maybe you're a mom and you can connect all the other moms in your neighborhood, like thinking about kids' activities that your kids can do inside the house because people are going to be going crazy, or like easy snacks that you can make and things like that, you know, and build that community around something bad that's happening and try and turn it into something positive. Yeah. We're going to insert any ads that we have right here. Yeah, I said we were answering any ads that we had here, and now we're back from our ads.
Oh gosh, I'm gonna have to find that blank spot. Sorry for the pause. I thought Kim would keep talking whenever I had to go take Kira's bone away because it was loud.
So create a community. Go ahead.
No, you're good. I want to listen to what you were should have said while I was out of the room.
I think I was done.
A good community place would be a Facebook group. We've talked about creating a Facebook group for our company so that people could bounce ideas off of one another about how to market their businesses on social media in the real estate industry. So maybe this is the perfect time for us to create this Facebook page for our clients and any realtors who just want to be like, hey, how are you guys marketing your business right now? I mean, we can't go out and visit clients. We don't want to door knock because there's no way to really do that right now and in a safe, efficient way.
You don't know what door you're going to open up.
So then they could have the digital door knocking conversation where they, I know there's an app out there and you can search the PVA and it'll give you like the names of the people that are in your neighborhood. And if you get a referral from someone that you've already worked with in the neighborhood and they also have friends there, then you already know people's names and you can add them and then send out messages and just send well wishes to everyone, and not in like a sleazy sales way, but actually caring about people that live in your neighborhood or the neighborhood that you focus on selling in, which would be really hard to do if you try to sell everywhere. But if you're a very actual, what does everybody call it? Hyper local, and you focus on one neighborhood, not necessarily hyper local, like I sell in this state and all the surrounding states, but actually hyper local, then that would be a perfect opportunity to reach those people. I don't know. What do you think? Do you think we should go ahead and create that group and let everybody start figuring out how the heck they're marketing their business when they can't actually see people?
Now would probably be a pretty darn good time to do that. Yeah. Because I don't know if people have come to this realization yet. I've in a lot of real estate specific groups on Facebook, and I see the question going out a lot, like, has it affected your market yet? What do you plan to do with open houses? And people are kind of unsure. And I think here where we are, there's the cases of Corona has been very low. So I don't think people have really thought that this is going to happen yet. But now that schools and stuff are starting to be canceled, I think that really that people might still be trying to put on their open houses and trying to do their normal tactics. And it's not going to work because of all these limitations, because who's going to want an open house if their kids are home from school for 4 weeks? And who's going to want to sell their house, and who's going to want to move during this time? It's going to be kind of next to impossible, I think. And I don't know if that has really hit that many people.
Yeah, I don't know that it has hit that many people either. And we really saw the ramifications. I don't know if that's the right terminology to use, but we really saw the impact today when we went to a few meetings, and then other meetings were canceled that had larger groups that were supposed to come to them. And then they canceled colleges. They canceled all of the college basketball tournaments. It's March Madness right now. The SEC tournament, the Big Ten, all of those tournaments got canceled. I don't know. I think Ohio State's letting out of college. They're doing everything online.
All the colleges are out there. Everything's going online. And that doesn't worry me as much as like all the local school districts are closing now. And that worries me for the parents. Like, we're not parents and we do have flexibility in our schedule, but I can only imagine the stress that that would bring to people.
Yeah. Because people don't really have sick days. Like, I don't fully understand how that's even going to work.
I don't either. I know that they're trying to figure it out because a lot of those kids eat for free at the school.
Yeah.
Like breakfast and lunch. So I know that they're trying to figure that out, but I'm not sure what the jobs are going to do. I mean, I guess some people could work from home, but there's not every job you can work from home, or no. Will they let you?
Exactly. I mean, and we can work from home, but we don't really, the real estate photography side of the business, that's some of our employees rely heavily. That's how they get paid. They don't get paid from any other businesses that we run, and which would be, I mean, we have Terry Enterprise Inc. and Terry Enterprise Media that focuses on the real estate photography, but then we have the other businesses, and you can't really take money from one business to pay somebody that's working in another business. So they, I mean, I don't know.
So aside from, we talked a lot about social media so far. Aside from that, because, you know, that's one of the only ways right now that you can potentially market yourself, what do you think are some other, what do I want to say? Like some other plans or something that small businesses should have in place to get through this time?
It just depends on really the small business. I mean, hopefully everybody's saved a few months of income so that they can at least survive and pay the bills. As far as depending on how small the business is, some of them may not be able to pay employees, and it's not necessarily that they're going to fire the employees. They're just, the business isn't bringing in any money, which means sometimes they can't pay their employees. I mean, I know some employees have to draw unemployment during the winter times, during the winter months, on for businesses that are kind of seasonal, like some bigger construction jobs and stuff like that are very seasonal. And those employees draw unemployment from, like, say, November until the end of February. And this is not really in the bigger towns like we live in. It's more of a small town kind of deal, where they only build a few houses a year and they just don't work during the winter. They draw unemployment. So I don't know if there'll be a big crowd that just has to go draw unemployment.
Gosh, I wonder if they could even handle that.
Yeah. I don't really know how all of that works, but I do know that, I mean, my dad was in the construction industry for a while, and that's what they had to do during the winter. for like 3 months, they just drew unemployment, and the other 9 months they worked. But that was just like every year. That's just how they did it. They didn't even think about it. And like, I don't know. And I've heard some businesses like that, like if they need an employee or if they have like one job, they'll just pay cash to the employee for them to come out and do like a job for a day. Like, here's $100 cash or whatever, instead of rehiring the person, mm-hmm. you know? So I have no idea how that would work.
What do you think about our real estate friends, aside from altering their marketing plan and hopefully having money saved up? What do you think? Do you think that they should be doing like open houses online, like virtual stuff, or what do you think? How can they kind of move forward?
Yeah, I mean, I would for sure be going live. I know the new iPhone has a really wide angle lens, and I've seen some more tech savvy realtors out there at show the house, and they've gotten really good feedback. I was actually talking to a guy the other day, and he got really good feedback from a lot of people that wanted to come to an open house but couldn't come to the open house. And he showed the house, walked around the house. I mean, it was like, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes long, but it was live, and he had a lot of people tune in, like 30 people watched. I mean, and a lot of times you don't have 30 people in real life. Mm-hmm. Coming through an open house. So I would say, yeah, go to every property you have listed and record a video on your phone, because that's kind of free. You know, that's one of those things that we talked about a few weeks ago that you can do on your own. You don't have to hire a videographer to come out and do that. For sure, go walk around the house, talk about it, and set it up to where it is like an open house. It's scheduled, you know, 6 o'clock on Thursday afternoon, you're going to go live. Instead of having an open house, you know, you can still bake some cookies and make the house smell like cookies, but just show everybody. Too
smell
bad.
Cam.
Smell-o-vision doesn't work.
All right. So tell me, we talked a bit about business and like what we can speculate on and what we think are ways to kind of keep moving forward through this time. Tell me though, like your true thoughts. Like, what do you think about this crazy virus? What's happening to the world? Because 2020 has been like, holy crap, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's always something like this that I mean, not necessarily to this extent, but, you know, during election years, I don't care if you guys get pissed about this, you can turn it off right now, but always during election years, something crazy, some crazy shit happens, whether it be a war or a virus that goes across the, you know, I mean, it was swine flu back in the day, and then it was SARS. And now it's the coronavirus, and I think this always falls on some kind of an election year. So I don't know. This one seems to be the most impactful on mm-hmm. society. I mean, on the world.
Yeah. It's so crazy.
I know. I've not finished listening to the Joe Rogan podcast about it yet. But he had a guy that was the, I don't know, like the director of something with, viruses.
Yeah. I think that we just don't know enough yet. I think that we know more than we have about other diseases. Like, I know with things in the past, it's taken them months to figure out even what it is to be able to name it. And this, like, they were able to name it really quickly. They're already working on vaccines and antiviral medications for it. China's already on the mend. I wouldn't say mend, but they're seeing a decrease in the new number of cases every single day. It keeps declining because they've kind of figured out how to control it by keeping everybody contained.
Yeah, and that's the only way they're doing it, though. I don't know how it's going to work whenever they get everybody out.
Yeah,
you know, when everybody goes back out into public.
You know, and I work at the hospital. And we have confirmed cases at our hospital. And for the most part, everybody seems really calm about it. And you talk to physicians and medical staff. And at first glance, everybody seems like we don't really understand why everybody's panicking about this. And I still think the panic is a little bit blown out of proportion. But at the same time, it's going to affect a lot more people than most other illnesses do. So I don't think that people know.
Yeah. I don't know. And I mean,
I don't think it's necessary to go out and panic and ration your food and do all this stuff. Like, I think that you should be okay if you have a week or two's supply like you should normally have.
Yeah.
And go out in off times and make sure you're washing your hands and you're a healthy individual and run in, get what you need and run out. I don't think that you need to go to that extent and bunker down.
Yeah.
And I don't take all our toilet paper. I think,
you know, a lot of it is that, you know, what I've seen is as long as you're healthy and you're like not super overweight, or if you've not had any past lung issues, or you're really old, then you kind of get over it.
Yeah. Most people do okay with it, but the people who are at risk with every virus, yeah, but it's hitting them harder than the other viruses. So there are more deaths per case just because it's such a hard infection on the lungs compared to the other viruses. So it's hitting them harder. I mean, that population of people is always at risk, but it's just more impactful. And I don't know. I think like SARS was worse for the death rate, but this is definitely above anything that we've really seen recently. And I saw the saddest picture today. So obviously, you know, like all the toilet paper and stuff is out everywhere. Bottled water, everything's gone from the stores. And somebody posted a picture of this little old grandma who had like her walker connected to her shopping cart, and she was like in the toilet paper aisle and there was nothing left for her to get. And like, she's the person that needs it the most.
Yeah. Not the person that bought $200 worth of toilet paper.
That, I mean, broke my heart. And I mean, we didn't go out and buy a ton of toilet paper, but I'm going to cry right now thinking about it. It's so sad.
On a lighter note.
That's the problem, is that people can't get what they need.
Yeah. On a lighter note, shout out to Jeremiah, Beard House Media, Overland Pioneers. He just texted me and said, shout out. First time caller, long time listener.
We should have a call-in show one day.
Yeah, we could. I don't know how to get the good audio on that, but we could. I think you can plug the phone into the Zoom.
All right, well, let's wrap it up, guys. Most importantly, stay healthy if you can. Follow the recommendations of the government, whether you like the government or not. They're doing their best with the information that they're given. So just be healthy. Keep those around you healthy. Take care of your business. Start marketing yourself as best you can online to get through these tough times.
And if you're struggling with what to post online, for less than $1 a day, you can use plannedsocial.com specifically for realtors. It has all your marketing for an entire year mapped out, ready to go. So go to plannedsocial.com and check it out.
Thank you for listening to the Kim and Kyle podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss our next episode. If you want to grow your business, follow us on social media. And if you want to have a good day, go pet a dog.